That's a problem. That's the difference between those who need to learn, those who need to be guided. But you cannot close your eyes, you cannot close your ear, and you say, I'm knowledgeable. And you continue to do something wrong in Islam. And as we said and we clearly before, the most important action for any believer, as-salah. Therefore, we repeat all this class to participate in the class and to learn. For those who are willing to learn and sit down and learn, let themselves, give themselves a chance to learn exactly what Islam says. That is the point is. Now, we speak before last week, alhamdulillah, about all the salah. It's a bun of two hadith. The first hadith of Malik ibn al-Khwairiq. And he said exactly that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, listen to Sahih in Bukhari, a Muslim. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray as you see me, pray. This is not hadith. The second hadith, the ulama depend on this hadith especially. Hadith al-musi' fi salati, the one who performed wrong salah, and the Prophet, he saw him, and he told him repeated for three times, and in the end, the man, he came with the idea, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, walladhi ba'athaka bilhaq, I swear Allah who send you the truth, ma alimtu ahsanu min thalik, aw afdalu min thalik. I have no idea, or I don't have anything better than this salah. Alimni, teach me. So the man, exactly, the Prophet cannot hide it. He cannot tell him exactly, I'm busy. I have no time for you now. So it became obligation. It's mandatory. The Prophet ﷺ to show al-bayan. To show that how he teach the Sahabi, exactly the one who doesn't know how he performed the salah. Everything is upon the teaching of the Prophet. It's nothing calling tradition. It's nothing called you need or I need. It's upon the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba al-Kiram. Sahaba radiallahu anhum wa ardahum. Abdullah ibn Umar, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, right? Sayyidina Ja'far, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, all these Sahaba. We need to learn because they carry a sunnah al-mukarrama. They carry what is a sunnah? The action and the word which came from who? The Prophet. And every Muslim in the whole entire world should follow that. It's not whatever Mustafa say, or it's not whatever Abdullah say. It's about what is the Prophet say, and the Sahaba Kiram, those who transfer the word of the Prophet ﷺ to teach us. Because the Prophet, he said, Sallu kama ara'aytumuni salli. Pray as you see me pray. I don't know exactly. There is a detail for this one. So, this hadith became, the one who performed wrong salah became al-umda. لِلْتَبْيِينَ الْأَرْكَانُ وَالْوَاجِبَاتِ became the great evidence for every Muslim in the whole entire world with different sects to be obligation for every Muslim to follow how the Prophet ﷺ teaches the Salah. And as we say, all Ahl al-Ilm, the scholar mentioned this hadith radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and they by detail, the Prophet described it by detail how you perform the Salah. So, from this hadith, anything the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in hadith became what? Option or mandatory? Mandatory. Became mandatory. Anything the Prophet ﷺ doesn't mention it in this hadith became mustahab, desirable. If you don't do it, you're right, your salah will be right. But you will be a sinner because you ignore the sunnah. But your salah will be right. So we from this hadith, as we started before, we says that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu arda wa Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu arda wa Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda, a number of the Sahaba, this hadith mentioned in many many occasions, and its proof I will show you mention in detail of this as-salah, description of the salah, 50 companions. Is that 50 companions. Do we have a bell? You're going to tell me Shafi'i or Abu Hanifa or Malik? La, ya akhi, doesn't work. 50 Sahaba. So when exactly the issue became the Sahaba or Abu Hanifa, Abdullah ibn Umar, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Al-Hasan, or whatever is this great, great Sahaba says, or Al-Shafi'i or Abu Hanifa, which one have to take it? Which one have to take it? I take it from Abu Hanifa? take it from exactly شافعي or أحمد؟ لا يا أخي, because الكل يؤخذ منه ويرد عليه إلا صاحب هذا القبر. All the علماء stood in the front of the grave of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, everyone you take it from him and you question them, you told them they are wrong, you cannot take it blindly from any alim and a scholar except the one, the owner of this grave. Who's the owner of the grave? Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Clear it? Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه وارضاه أخطأ. He make mistake, Abu Bakr. Right? علي رضي الله عنه وارضاه أخطأ. He make mistakes. Right? So عمر بن الخطاب أخطأ, and they are a great scholar for us. When they ask Abu Bakr, a woman came to ask Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه وارضاه, قالت يا أبو بكر, ما نصيب الجدة في الإرث؟ What is the portion in inheritance for the grandmother? Look at this. What is the portion to get inheritance, right? In the portion, how much percentage she should take from the inheritor? In Islam, he said nothing. And who is that? Who is that? أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Right? He said nothing. فقام محمد بن مسلمة, محمد بن مسلمة رضي الله عنه وارضاه, great صحابي, قال لا يا أبا بكر, أبو بكر خليفة, right, أبو بكر خليفة, remember, and a great scholar learning from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, محمد بن مسلمة told them, no يا أبو بكر, there is nothing because you are خليفة or prime minister or a president or mullah or great scholar, whatever exactly, you cannot ask him, no. You should ask him where that you get from. Abu Bakr said nothing for the Jadda, for the grandfather. Muhammad ibn Maslama told him, no. سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the grandmother should take 1/6 of the inheritance. Became evidence against Abu Bakr. Another Sahabi, I don't remember his name now, قال نعم سمعت هذا الحديث من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yes, I heard this hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he teaching the percentage of exactly the inheritance to distributed. I heard this hadith. So what happened? Because Abu Bakr is Khalifa, I told him, no, I have to follow you blindly. Because Abu Hanifa, blindly, is not working. It's not working. Because Al-Shafi'i is exactly, he became like a Bible. No, it's not working. Therefore, ya akhi, I ask you by the name of Allah, leave this exactly extremist to be extremist to any madhab and free yourself, because I'm going to make a surprise for you. As we learned it in our class, I will print it for you. 50 companions. 50 companions. Amongst them, Ali radiallahu anhu arda, yaqulu Nabi sallam, ana madinatul ilm wa Ali babaha. I am the city of the whole knowledge, and the door for this knowledge is Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ka'b ibn Malik, Abdullah ibn Umar, Malik ibn Khuwayriq. This great Sahaba, they narrated this hadith. It became evidence and obligation for every Muslim to follow and leave this ignorance. Therefore, alhamdulillah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you, to help myself and you to understand the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you find any word that came from me you don't feel comfortable, come to me in public and tell me, no, you are wrong, I have another evidence, you say wrong. We clear it about our, before I start in the topic of the salah. If I say something exactly from myself, it will be from myself and the shaitan, because I'm not support any sect unless the sect bring me the evidence. From where is the evidence? Where is Abu Hanifa learning from where? Where is the Shafi'i learning from where? Where is Ahmad learning from where? Where is Malik learning from where? Where Tabari and Nawawi, Ibn al-Qayyim, all this great Sahaba, Abu Yusuf, the student of Abu Hanifa, where they learned from that? From the Sahaba Kiram and from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Clear our class? Can we start? And inshallah ta'ala, we'll give you evidence and we'll print it for anyone who need to review. Because if you continue to do the wrong and wrong, you will be charged in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of the judgment. Right? It's a lot of people, they don't like to touch this material because it doesn't like to harm you. Because my brother, it's not issue, it's not this issue in Islam at all. We have to bring the truth. And if you ignore, you deny the truth, exactly the blame will be against you. We're not going to fight against my brother, but it will take it against you in the day of the judgment. Now, حريص المسيء. The one he wronged exactly entered the masjid and he performed the salah. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو هريرة narrated this hadith. أبا كعب بن مالك أنس بن أنس سيدنا أنس a great number of the صحابة. علي بن أبي طالب I will show you one by one. He said a man he entered the masjid and then السلام عليك يا رسول الله and وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. He pray. The Prophet he saw him and he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم السلام عليك يا رسول قال وعليكم السلام صلي فإنك لم تصلي pray because in a matter of fact you did not pray your salah is exactly is vanishing his salah is not accepted. The man he went came back again the prophet revealed greater than him صلي because you don't pray for the third time and then after that the man he confessed humbly والله يا رسول الله والله لا أحسن غير والذي بعثك بالحق لا أحسن غير والله who send you the truth I don't have anything better than this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam start explaining the salah. And here is the salah. Anything will be mentioned in the salah will be evidence and obligation for every Muslim in whole entire world. Doesn't matter who you belong to who. Because we have evidence and 50 companions supported. We will show you one by one. Here. Qala. He started to teach. He has to show it. He cannot hide it. He has to explain it to the man who performed wrong salah. And he said, أسبغ الوضوء perform right وضوء good وضوء some people exactly they want to catch the salah he doesn't even the water doesn't catch exactly doesn't reach the elbow if you don't perform right وضوء your salah is not going to be accepted because they will say the وضوء before is a condition or pillar condition without وضوء your salah will be right no رايح يا شيخ without وضوء no right salah okay أسبغ الوضوء mean in the language perform right وضوء be careful about the وضوء right now number two قال واستقبل القبلة number two to face the قبلة number three وكبر كبر came from تكبير and that's our class I'm going to spend it today and tomorrow in only تكبير and follow me to say where we have the تكبير through the تكبير we will see From this hadith, through the takbir, shall I raise my hand first and I say Allahu Akbar? Or shall I say Allahu Akbar and then I raise my hand? Shall I say exactly this, exactly to both of them should be together, Allahu Akbar with takbiratul ihram? Remember, a'udhu billah to say something from myself. أعوذ بالله العلي العظيم and I will give it to you evidence what we have what is the sunnah told us here right what is the description of the takbir shall I make only رفع اليدين to raise my hand only one time in the salah or it's proved from العشرة المبشرين بالجنة those who received news from the prophet they are in the jannah in a paradise and they narrate the hadith To make رفع اليدين three times, four times in a salah or not. Right? We will go through for about that. Because if I hear somebody came and they told me Abu Hanifa said only to make his hand in the takbirat al-haram, you should give me evidence. But when I told you Abdullah ibn Umar, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ka'b ibn Malik, Anas ibn Malik, Abu Huraira, when I told you from the Prophet in Bukhari and Muslim, And you still you deny it, you will be sinner. You will be sinner. There is no any compassion exactly because my you are my friend. I have to work for your desire. Nothing like this in Islam. We should follow the right sunnah, ya akhi, and we free ourselves from the teaching of grandmother of the ignorant imam in the masjid who teach me without any dalil and evidence. Look at this, my brother. The first one exactly I would like kabbir. Make تكبيرة الإحرام. Make تكبيرة الإحرام. رفع ابن رافع. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا يتم صلاة أحدكم. None one of you will complete his salah. Unless. Right? I'm just carry the hadith for you and I will print it for you for those who need to review. Right? حتى يتوضأ until he go and perform it right wudu. فيضع الوضوء ما فيضع الوضوء مواضعه. And he completes the wudu as the way the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us by order. Somebody exactly when you wash your hand, you wash your hand. Somebody said exactly, he make exactly cloak, sneeze the water, and he said, you know, forget it. I will wash my hand up to the elbow, and then I wash my face. He just mix it. He doesn't put it in order. This wudu will be denied. Somebody exactly complete 75% of the wudu, and somebody call him, okay. Yes, brother, I'm coming. Leave in the end exactly to touch your hair, right? And wash your feet in the end. Leave it later until I answer my mother, until I answer my... And he break it from the time. The wudu is not going to be valid. You should repeat it from the beginning. No break. You have to continue wudu. Finish it. Yes, mama, I'm coming to you. Yes, my manager, I will answer you. Yes, my boss, I'm answering you. Complete your wudu. Other way, if you come back after 5 minutes to complete your wudu is not going to be valid. So what's Rafa'a? Ibn Thumma yukabbir. And then he make takbir. Al-Imam al-Tabarani, rahimahullah, one of the great scholars in Islam, he said that Prophet ﷺ, proof from the Prophet ﷺ, he used to say, Allahu Akbar. As we say exactly before Al-Hanafiyya, in Mazhab Imam Abu Hanifa, he said, you could take any word and go and review Mazhab Abu Hanifa. He said, any word to greet Allah, it could be valid instead Allahu Akbar. That's mean he said, Allahu Qadir, Allahu Azim, Allahu Razzaq, Allahu Fattah. This is valid in Mazhab Abu Hanifa, which is different than the Jumhur, the majority of the ulama, different from the Sahaba. Because Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu clear it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the time, exactly when he opened his salah, he said, Allahu Akbar. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, he make mistake. He said, yes, you could change Allahu Akbar. You said, Allahu Kabir. Kabir Allah. And you start your salah, which is different than the ulama. So I cannot take it from you, Shafi'i. May Allah give you mercy, because he does ijtihad, opinion. Got it, inshallah? Now. Rafa'u al-yaday. That is the issue. A lot of people doesn't want to hear it. That is the issue people doesn't like to follow. Because in the end, you give you evidence, and in the end, people will say in the end, no, I'm not going to accept it. I told you, Sahaba, say so. You have to accept it, brother. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Now, اختلف الجمهور in رفع اليدين. To raise your hand. رفع اليدين mean what? Raise what? Your hand. We talk about takbirat al-ihram and when we could raise our hand in the salah too. You understand? Because we feel, wallah, it's broke my heart when some number of the brother, the beloved brother for me, when we start to talk about this, they don't like to listen. They go. You understand? They don't like to listen. This is hurt to me. Now, صفت رطع رفع اليد. الإمام الشافعي. Because I'm going to prove you exactly a lot of people that said, Sheikh Mustafa الشافعي. الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله, he said, when you start to make تكبيرة الإحرام, divide your fingers like this, and your finger exactly should be exactly in exactly towards your ear. The careful of your ear. And you spread it like this. Allahu Akbar. Ya Shafi'i, we respect you. But we cannot do it. It's weak. Because he built his opinion in another one. Exactly call it Yahya ibn al-Yaman. Tabi'i. That's the first generation of the Prophet ﷺ. He said Yahya ibn al-Yaman. He said the Prophet when he opened the salah used to spread the fingers like this, and he raised it, Allahu Akbar, like this, and put it towards exactly to the ear. Proven in Jumhur, the majority of the Arab said, no, this is weak. That's why, my brother, don't ever be extremist to one of the mazhab. Al-Shafi'i akhta, he make mistakes. What is the right is, which generated and supported by 50 companions is? I have the dalil for you, the sanad, the evidence, and I am obligated to show you the dalil, the evidence. Five scholars of the hadith, Al-Bukhari, wa Muslim, wal Imam al-Nasa'i, wal Imam Abu Dawood, illa Ibn Hibban, except Ibn Hibban, says, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu wa arta, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha qama ila salah, rafa'a yadayhi madda. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exactly said, stand up for the salah, rafa'a yadayhi madda. What's mean? Raised his hand and extended like this. Allahu Akbar. Like this. That's called mad. Mad, it's mean to extend your hand like this. And he said, Allahu Akbar. But it will be equal to my shoulder, or I put it exactly in the curve, or equal my hand, the back of my hand, the two hands towards my shoulder, and the curve of my fingers should be equal with the ear, or shall I raise my hand totally exactly towards to the ear like this? Some people, when they breathe, some people like they make it like this, exactly close the ear by the two hands. Some people exactly raise it exactly the hand to be to catch the end of your ear like this. Or shall I make my hand equal to the shoulder? Or shall I make my hand equal to my belly bottom? Where is the sunnah? Lest we complete this hadith. What is exactly, to be honest with you, three pictures here I will show you before you leave. Three pictures and all of it is right. All of it is right. And I give you the dalil evidence for everyone. Alright. To make hands exactly equal first, يرفع يدي, to raise your hand first. And after you raise your hand, you say, Allahu Akbar. Is that right? Yes. Or, to say Allahu Akbar before you raise your hand, and you say Allahu Akbar, and then you raise your hand. This is right also. Or, to bring the third picture, exactly, to raise your hand with takbiratul ihram, in the same time, yukabbiru Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu ardaah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu ardaah, they say, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yarfa'u yadayhi madda, he extend exactly his hand up, and then he say, Allahu Akbar. Both of them exactly come together. Raise the hand and say Allahu Akbar together. And what is the Muslim, majority of the Muslim does? What is the first hadith? If you need to know, I will bring some evidence for you inshallah ta'ala tomorrow. We have another class for tomorrow. I will show you all the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. From exactly Ali ibn Abi Talib, from Ka'b ibn Malik, from Abu Huraira, from Abdullah ibn Umar. I'll bring all this collection of the hadith to print it for you. Go review it, inshallah ta'ala, in order to learn, inshallah ta'ala, without any arrogance, without any bargaining. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those brothers who inshallah ta'ala, in perform the salah, in general, for all Muslims to have accepted salah, inshallah ta'ala. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه وعلمنا ما علمت به كثير من خلقك واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه اللهم احرصنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم انصر الإسلام وانصر المسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وانصر المسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وانصر المسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر الإسلام في كل مكان اللهم اعف عنا علمنا العلم يا رب العالمين واجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه واغفر لنا بالاعمال الصالحات اعمالنا وتوفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار اللهم ادخلنا الجنه مع الابرار اللهم ادخلنا الجنه مع الابرار مع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وآل البيت اجمعين والصحابه اجمعين ان شاء الله تعالى جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.